This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Will the two chambers come to an agreement about the kids on the border? Facilities are horrific. The video makes us look bad. At least that's what some Democrats are saying. The Republicans, a few agree, but they think they can figure out this border funding bill. We'll see. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So this isn't a shock to all of us, right? We don't have to have a fancy degree and represent people and sit on the Hill to know that this has been a long-time problem, and now it's been exacerbated because of the amount of people that are coming over the border that are families and that are being separated. That's where the true problems started. There's not enough food. There's not enough toothbrushes. There's not enough schooling. There are problems, and then more. When you don't have water and diapers and food and soap, it gets amplified, and it's been worse in the last couple of months. So the House went after it. They passed $4.5 billion in this border fund. It was easy peasy, but loaded with Democrats, of course. It's called the Emergency Supplemental Appropriations for Humanitarian Assistance and Security at the Southern Border Act. That's a mouthful. And that whole idea is just humanitarian aid, address the flow of migrants, go through this. Now, there could be a veto that hangs in the balance. We'll see. The Senate is working on their own version of emergency funding, and there seems to be conversation that there is a compromise that this will work. They'll figure it out. Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, said, "I don't think the Senate bill does the job that needs to be done. At this point, if you're just throwing money at the problem, which we do need to provide resources for the kids and make sure they're fully safe, we're going to end up putting gasoline on the fire because you're going to just continue to encourage cartels to bring more people, process them quickly, catch and release more, and just make the problem continue to grow, because you've got Border Patrol agents right now that are spending their money out of their pockets to buy diapers for young kids because, guess what, they don't have any money. They're running out of money. The agency's out of money. So it's time to stop playing games and deal with this." House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, said, "We got to stop doing this. We got to stop with the games, with the young kids. Sure, you might have disagreements with the president. We're not even talking about the border issue of solving this problem and ending the magnet that's bringing these kids here illegally." Amen. When are we stopping that problem? But right now you have Border Patrol agents who, let's face it, it's not like they're making ton of money, but they can't stand what's happening, so they're buying diapers. In some cases, we're asking you to go out on patrol, and then buy diapers on the way, and could you circle back and do something? Well, of course, out of the goodness of what they're about and some of the horrible things they've seen, they're doing that. But this can't last. So they got to figure this out. What do we do? How do we handle this? And how insane is it that for 20-plus years, this is what we're talking about in different forms? This time, it's taking this ugly form because it used to be mostly, not only, but mostly a lot of single men who were crossing the border who were laborers making money that way, and now it's a lot of families. And because of that, and because of the processing and the system, where are you going to put these families? There wasn't facilities that were built to maintain the kind of amounts of people that we're talking about. So we knew this was happening. Oh, by the way, there is something else that's brewing in D.C., but it's at least 3 weeks away. But Hold on to your hats. Bob Mueller has agreed to testify, well, he was subpoenaed, publicly on July 17th. So he's going to do it. This is what was said. Adam Schiff, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Panel, and the chairman, or he's the chairman, rather, of the Intelligence Panel, he said Americans have demanded to hear directly from the special counsel so they can understand what he and his team examined, uncovered, and determined about Russia's attack on our democracy. So they've been negotiating. Mueller did say he was unwilling to testify publicly, or signaled that anyway, before Congress in his first public remarks on the investigation into Russia's election interference last month. And he also said that any public testimony he gave would not go beyond the four corners of his 448-page report. So he's not going to spitball. He's not going to throw out speculation. He's not going to do a talk show for the cameras because this is public, and the show and tell and the questions and answers. He's not going to do that, and he said that. But being subpoenaed and feeling compelled to do it, he's doing it. And that's it. But I think that tells you something. When he says he's not going to go beyond the four corners of his 448-page report, that's not in the report, he's not speculating. It's not going to happen. But we'll see what that looks like. No shoes are going to drop. Nothing is going to change. Because once again, remember, the investigation found insufficient evidence to charge members or associates of the campaign with conspiring with Russia to interfere in the election. So what would make him change that statement? Nothing. He's going to go with what he said in his report. Nothing will really be different, I think. I can't imagine it's going to be different. Boy, oh boy. We move from Mueller and the situation at the border, which is only a couple of days that something has to happen there, to the situation with Iran. It's clear that the president is saying, listen, you shot down our drone. We saw what happened with the oil tankers. You say you didn't do it. We say you did. We don't want you to have a nuke, and we're going to stand in the way. So we're going to consistently now fling more obstacles, meaning more sanctions in your way. So you better figure out how you're going to work with us, because if you continue to work against us, it's not going to go in your favor. For you and I, because this show is about interpreting what happens and why you care, as I'm talking about this on the show, more money dumped into Iran, more tense of a situation. How far can it ratchet up before it breaks like a cheap rubber band? Is there really a chance that we could see some kind of a conflict? As of today, it doesn't feel like it, but we know that can change dramatically in a day. It's about the numbers. We're counting them next in my version of We Can Count.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's about the numbers. Some of them are sad numbers, some a little happier. Let's give you the sad stuff. You know, it used to be that you would watch local news or national news, television-wise, I'm saying, and you would see a list of who was killed in our conflicts. Two United States service members were killed in Afghanistan on June 26th. The military announced that. Their names right now are being withheld because they have to notify their family members, and not a lot is known. You know, we've had a military presence in Afghanistan since 2001. And did you know that more than 2,000 U.S. military personnel have been killed since then? The new fatalities came as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced there had been real progress in Afghan peace talks with the Taliban after visiting the country on Tuesday. He also told reporters that the U.S. was prepared to remove American troops from the country, saying that we've made clear to the Taliban we're prepared to remove our forces. I want to be clear, we've not agreed on a timeline to do so, and then this happens. Overall, the U.S. has about 14,000 troops in Afghanistan. Did you realize that? I meet a lot of those young service people, and I thank them for their service, and I ask them their stories, and some of their stories are pretty heavy and very, very sad often what they see, but we forget. So I think it's a reminder that we must never forget, and the timing is really extraordinary when you have Pompeo saying, yeah, we think things are pretty good, Taliban, and then you have these two servicemen who are killed. Bluegrass music. I like bluegrass music. It's been a long time since I've gone out somewhere and heard it. But Jeff Austin, the bluegrass musician who co-founded Yonder Mountain String Band, kind of a known guy. Some of you listening might know who he is. If you haven't, look him up, listen to a tune or two. Very, very good stuff, I have to say. Somebody sent me cuts of his, gosh, I want to say maybe 8 years ago or so. So he died in Seattle at the young age of 45 after being put into a medically induced coma. He died after canceling upcoming shows due to what they were saying was an unspecified medical emergency. So very, very sad because he had a family, three kids, a wife, that kind of thing. And he was a great musician, frankly, for bluegrass music. You may not know his name, but you may have heard a tune or two that he was involved with. You know, it's a no-no when you don't go to news conferences after a game. So the Knicks have been fined $50,000 for banning newspapers, by the way, from a news conference. We don't want you here. It's a violation. And the violation took place Friday, the day after the 2019 draft. A reporter from the New York Daily News barred from the introductory news conference for the team's two new players. The newspapers had an adversarial relationship, needless to say, with the team owner James Dolan, and writer Stephen Bondi was barred from that news conference in December. So, you know, here we go again. But $50,000, when you have the kind of money that we're talking about that James Dolan has, that's like a $10 bill for us. I mean, seriously. And so I think perhaps he doesn't want to lose $50,000, but he wasn't concerned that he was going to get slapped with any kind of a fine. I truly, truly believe that. Okay, so let's move to this story. Judi Dench says the work of Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey should not be forgotten. You have to think of all the things their names were on. It was interesting that the Oscar-winning actress spoke of her agony at the thought of the works of the two of them being forgotten. At 84, she didn't defend their behavior or reject the allegations against them, but said, look at the work that they've had. She was speaking to Britain's Radio Times, and she said, are we going to negate 10 years of everything that Spacey did as an artistic director? Are we just going to not see the films that Harvey Weinstein produced? You might as well never have looked at a Caravaggio painting or gone to see Noel Coward. The reason she brought up those two names is because Caravaggio was a murderer and Coward was accused of predatory behavior. So interesting, the analogy. And, of course, Dame Judi Dench has worked with Weinstein over the years, like Shakespeare in Love. She won an Oscar for that. And she did say that the allegations, of course, are horrific and horrifying, obviously. He faces five felony charges, including two counts of predatory sexual assault, one count of criminal sexual act in the first degree, and one count each of first-degree rape and third-degree rape. He's pled not guilty to all the charges. His trial will begin September 9th. You know, you forget this was a couple of years ago, but once that Pandora's box was kicked open, that changed everything. In Hollywood, it started the whole Time's Up, and the Me Too movement really was because of this, because this was the start of some of what happened in other industries, particularly broadcasting and the movie business, though, and anything in the creative fields. But interesting that she says, okay, I get what we're talking about with the men, but what about the work of all the other people? And she has a point of negating the actors who were involved in some of these projects that they obviously had their stamp on in some way, whichever it was. There haven't been a lot of people, actually, that have said that, right? Not a lot. All right, how about this? I was just reading, a story about, I was just reading a story about, of course, this is Dollars and Cents. And I was reading an interesting story about some of what's happened with Meghan and Harry and their home. So you think, well, okay, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, how much money could they have spent of the British taxpayers' money? Well, guess what? Because that's where their money comes from. $3 million on renovations to their new home. Mm-hmm. This is what their official residence is called, Frogmore Cottage. And it's at a corner, it's in a corner of Windsor Estate, west of London. And they had to undergo structural changes. They have five small dormitory-style units into a single home. They were pushing into that. And they moved into the building before the arrival of their son. So $3 million. What does that include? When you're royal, you live in London, you're using the taxpayers' money, what do you get for that? So I'm going to tell you. This is what you get. Removal of a chimney. You get to refinish the roof. You get new staircases. You get fireplace installations. You get a new floating wooden floor. Mm-hmm. You get a mother and baby yoga room, perhaps. That's what they think. And then you get to pay for the salaries of the staff, etc., because you have to have all these people around them. And I think that you look at fittings, fixtures, furnishings, all of that, and how much do you have to dial it up, right? And they paid for some of it, but not for a chunk of it. But one, the head of the Republic said, I love this, because once this gets published, of course, everyone's going to react. So the head of the Republic, Graham Smith, that's the guy's name, he says, this year's increases are outrageous at a time of widespread spending cuts, but this is just one detail in a litany of scandal. Because he's saying the rise in royal spending is out of control. The renovations to the cottage, the travel costs for Prince Charles, you know, all of that. That's what happens when you're royal, right? Members of the royal family, staff, and over 3,000 artworks have been moved out of the East Wing to prepare for electrical and mechanical works, because there's other sprucing up that's going on at Buckingham Palace. So when it's all said and done, I wonder how much they're going to spend on the renovations, whether it's the young couple or it's the Queen. Yeah, some people are born into it, right? I mean, she does have to deal with all the pomp and circumstance, but she gets to live in a palace, for goodness sake. I'm saying a palace. I'll meet you on the other side.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned former special counsel Robert Mueller agrees to testify before Congress on July 17th. He will sit before the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees and answer questions about the Russia investigation. In other news, a huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes brand new sanctions. An update now on the situation in Venezuela.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Interesting author. It really is my pleasure, and we had such a great conversation off the air. Her name is Maxine Gray, and her book is Escaping Tragedy, The Power to Forgive. Oh, I've had so many conversations about forgiveness, and people have such a hard time with this sometimes when it's just too late and they can't get to the forgive. And so hopefully you'll pay attention and you'll be able to realize there are ways to forgive and reasons to forgive. For sure. Maxine, thanks so much for coming on with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
So you and I talked about your family really going through so much. So it was really, really difficult. And it according to you, is that everything was like a family secret. And I think a lot of people, in fact, I don't know what the statistic would be. It would be a fake statistic if I threw it out, because we can't possibly know what everybody is thinking. But I really believe that a lot of people struggle with family secrets. And
yeah.
How was that in your family? What was the struggle about? What were things that were kept secret that just nobody talked about, and it really kind of held relationships back?
Actually, some of it has still not been discovered, but there were many instances of child abuse and molestations that were covered up, fightings and beatings and all types of situations that in that particular time they did not talk about. They kept it within the family circle so tightly that even the next generation did not know about the things that had taken place, but the next generation was being affected by it and did not know why. So that's what led me to probe into it, to find out what in the world is happening to my family. But there was death after death, strange deaths, and strange things beginning to happen. And I questioned it, and suddenly my grandfather would begin to appear to me, who was dead, in dream pattern, and tell me that there were secrets that he was going to help me to uncover. And it was like putting a puzzle piece together. And that's the reason why my book is divided into three parts. And the first part is about my grandfather and how he could find peace. So peaceful. He was so peaceful and loving, even though he was the son of a slave. And a lot of that bitterness carried forth from those slavery days. So he let me know that there was a secret that I had to uncover that would help the family, and that secret was the power of forgiveness.
Oh, I love that story. I get chills when I hear you tell it. Think about that. Your grandfather, the son of a slave, you can imagine the stories that he heard. And you said it. He was so peaceful. So what is the secret? I mean, and we want people to get your book, but give us a taste. What is the secret, the power to forgive? How do you do that?
It's actually a journey. It's stages, progressions, and many times people think that, oh, you just have to just tell the person, oh, I forgive you, and it's over. No, it's not even that simple. And I think that's what has thrown so many people into believing that there's no way of getting out of a curse, because unforgiveness does bring forth curses into your family. And that's what I talked about in my book, that all of these deaths were the product of keeping things to yourself, not disclosing them, and not forgiving the individuals who perpetrated against you. So, oh, my God, thank you. I would pray, and I'm actually a minister, but this book is not just for Christians, it's for anybody. I would pray and ask God, how do I get out of this? I had married a man who was a child molester, so this thing was carried forth into my family as well, and I wasn't having it. So I said, how do I get out of this, Lord? Because I could easily divorce him, but would that actually stop it? And it would not. I found out that it wouldn't. I had to put an end to it. So progressively, the Lord let me know that I had to do things that would guarantee that, first of all, I was free. I could not free anyone else until I was free. So after all the things that we had endured with this marriage and the birthing of children who were bitter, I had to, first of all, get away from that person who had hurt me so badly. My children and I had to run. We had to go into hiding for a period of time. I think it was about 7 years that we were in hiding because he was looking for us. He told me that he would never let me go, that he'd rather see me dead. So we hid for about 7 years. But during that time period, I was actually being worked on unknowingly to free myself, my own mind, my own pattern of behavior that had kept me locked in that cycle of abuse. For many women don't even understand that you can keep yourself attracted to that type of person because you have not forgiven things from your own past. For at the age of 13, I was also raped. And that was my virginity that flew out of the window. And I did not realize that I had not forgiven that man until I married that man. And all of it seemed to have surfaced, all of the pain and the misery and agony that I had endured across the years surfaced, and I had to deal with myself first. And I did deal with myself, and then I began to help my children. My children are doing so much better now, but it is progressive. It is not something that happens overnight, but you have to be just totally determined. Oh, my God, you really have to be determined to see to it that this does not carry forth into the next generation, because unforgiveness can cause generational curses.
Boy, listening to you talk about the generational curses, and they can manifest, because you talk about accidents, car accidents, train collisions, yeah, all of that. It's like the stress, right, that we hear people talk about stress causing cancer and all of that. Of course it's stressful, because some of these secrets are deep, dark secrets, but I bet there's so many other people that suffer from the same thing. You talk about child molestation, and you talk about taking the kids and being on the run for 7 years, that had to be difficult, but you explained to them why it was necessary, right? And now there's got to be this, your family has to have gone this through this amazing transformation. What is that like as you navigate that for people listening who are thinking, wow, I need to do that in my family? What's it been like to see that happen?
Actually, my family fell apart for a while, even after I had gotten them out of the situation, and some of them were old enough to be on their own, but they refused to be until they knew that I was safe. And it actually caused a friction between the siblings, and especially the older ones who had endured more of the abuse than the younger ones. My oldest daughter, who was the only one who was not my ex-husband's biological child, was the key individual who was being sexually molested. And as a result, she taunted the others. She blamed everybody for it. And as a result, so much division sprung forth that everybody went in their own separate directions for a while. But they would not leave my presence. So wherever I went to church, they went to church. And that was the glue, I believe, that helped us to stay together until something could be done. But my main thing is, I didn't give up. And you have to keep talking love to these people. Don't ever, ever make the mistake of sharing your pain with your children. That's what I was doing at first. And I realized that I was making a dire mistake by sharing my pain with them, because as a result, they became more bitter against everybody, anybody that they felt was going to hurt them. They built up a wall, and that wall is still being torn down to this very day, but it is being torn down by hammers of love. And when I say hammers, you have to hammer at that thing. Oh, like a nail being driven into a stone wall, you have to hammer until it goes in. But you know that when it goes in, because it is a stone wall, that nail is not going to go anywhere.
Oh.
And that's the way it's been.
I love that. That's what we call a tweetable moment. It's something that people can hang their hat on, absolutely. So we have like a minute left, and we want to tell everyone, pick up the book, Escaping Tragedy, The Power to Forgive. We're speaking with Maxine Gray. What do you want people to take away from this book, ultimately?
I want people to know that there is hope for your family, even when it seems as if everything imaginable is happening. Everything seems to be falling apart all around you. Your children seem to be at one another's throats. Your sons may be on drugs. Your daughter may be prostituting. All things may be happening that are against your beliefs, against your faith. But there is still hope. And that hope is in the power of God to forgive us, and forgiveness is divine. In order to forgive, you really have to get it straight from heaven. But I've gotten it, my children are grabbing hold to it, and we are beginning to live. I am 65 now, and for the first time in my life, I feel liberty. I feel like I'm coming alive after all that time, because I was living before for somebody else. But now I can breathe a little sigh of relief, because my children are beginning to live their own lives, and now I can live mine. And the Lord is allowing me to do that because, simply because, we are forgiving progressively.
Ah, that's a perfect place to end this. And this is something that people can take away for sure. Pick up the book, Escaping Tragedy, The Power to Forgive. Maxine Gray, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate, and God bless you always.
Thank you.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
He's the Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research for Cetera. You think of investments and Cetera Investment Management, just a great name, I have to say that. And there's so much to talk about when we look at where we are for this mid-market, you know, mid-year review, I should say, when we look at the markets, and we've talked about this a ton on the show, the concerns about U.S., China, and the trade dispute that's going on, the tariffs, et cetera. So, Gene, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Great to talk to you.
Let's talk about, before we get into the whole China thing and what's going on with our current market situation, let's talk about what you see, because I know people are glued to this. Where do you see markets headed for the rest of this year and then, of course, as we bounce into 2020?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously with the markets, you know, I only have one crystal ball. I don't have 20 crystal balls. So I can't tell you exactly where we're going. But what I do believe that the one thing we can definitely say will happen is increasing market volatility. You know, we've been lucky this year. You know, yes, May was a little volatile. Yes, we had some volatility in the fourth quarter of last year. But we do expect volatility to pick up, especially as we see what we call mixed signals in the markets. And this is the title of our mid-year outlook. You know, you look at some of the data. Economic data is cooling down, but we're still in expansionary territory. Valuations are okay, they're fair, but earnings could weaken in the second and third quarter. I mean, look at the Treasury yield curve. Yields are inverted. That means short-term yields are higher than long-term yields, and that suggests riskier debt in fixed income, riskier bonds, are suggesting great times ahead. So it's a very much of a time of mixed signals for the market right now, which will create lots of market volatility.
All right, so there you go. So something to watch. So what are some of those key forces that are pushing us in these directions that you just mentioned for the current market situation? And you gave us some of that, but what else can we throw in there?
Sure. Let's take the big one. So you can look at, let's take the U.S. On the positive side, we've got some great economic data. Unemployment's at a 50-year low. We also have more jobs. We have 1.6 million more jobs than people looking for jobs. We've had this, more jobs than people looking for jobs for 14 straight months. Consumers are confident. Retail sales are okay. Some good data there. On the negative side, you have lots of turmoil in Europe. Europe is under pressure from a data standpoint. We saw a data point that came out today. German business confidence fell to its lowest level since November 2014. We also have European GDP at 1.6%. Remember, our first quarter GDP was 3.2%. Mm. And then, of course, you have China. China just is overhanging this trade war between us and China. That's really going to put a damper on the market. The good news through all of this is that the Fed is on our side. Jerome Powell, in the most recent meeting, has come out and he has said that interest rates will change when appropriate. That's a positive sign for the markets.
Boy, that sure is. And once again, we're speaking with Gene Goldman from Cetera. And as we continue down this road, looking at the mid-year market outlook, and if you're an investor and you're listening to this, and so some of what you said was positive, 50-year low for unemployment. Should people feel optimistic, do you think? And I'm asking you to pull out one of those hundreds of crystal balls. But what do you think, Gene?
Should we feel optimistic? I think so. I think, I would say maybe cautiously optimistic might be a better term. I think, yes, unemployment is very low. Yes, consumers are doing really well. But again, at the end of the day, we have these overhangs. We have the trade war. Manufacturing data is at a 2-year low. Things we need to consider. I think the biggest catalyst we need is the trade war to be resolved. And I think that's an important point to where the markets go for the balance of the year.
Yeah. And so when we look at that, we look at the U.S. economy and the trade tariff situation that we talked about, and you would have to think that there would be a little bit of a ping because of that. And we can't control what happens in these negotiations with China. But I think that's why, obviously, we have to pay close attention to it. And it's one of the things that you certainly, I'm sure, as you look at what's going on, look at it, Cetera, right? Everything that could possibly affect the markets.
Definitely. And, the trade war is important. You look at the trade war. We believe that there's three reasons why it will end soon. Why it will be resolved. So number one, as you and I talked to, economic data is definitely weakened on both sides, on our side and on the Chinese side. Number two, you see the effect on the stock market. So as I mentioned in May, as trade war rhetoric increased, we saw weakness in the U.S. stock market in May. And we all know that President Trump uses the stock market as a real-time indicator of how he's doing in the economy, how he's doing from an approval rating standpoint. The third point, I think the biggest reason why we do have an advantage over China is demographics. The fallout from the one-child policy has really, really pressured the Chinese economy. Case in point, 2017, lowest birth rate in China since 1961. It creates an aging population, hampers Chinese officials' ability to convert from a manufacturing to a consumer-driven economy like the U.S. And then you have the trade war on top of this. It's really causing pressure on the Chinese side. So this is why we view a resolution being resolved pretty soon, which should be good for the markets.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm glad you brought up the low birth rate because that definitely has affected things in China. There's no question about it. So you have a lot of experience, obviously, Gene, in this game, 24-plus years of experience in the development of investment strategies. So as you look at what's happened with your career and the ups and downs and the flows of the market and talking about crystal balls and all that kind of thing, I think there's reason to be optimistic because of the gig economy and the opportunities that are there and the capitalism that flows still in this country. What do you think?
I truly believe it. you look at, you know, the long-term average of the S&P 500 since 1933 is about 9.3%. And 9.3%, you know, yes, it's a volatile 9.3%, but the average return is 9.3%. This far outpaces average wage gain. So, you know, the stock market's a great opportunity for you to invest in to complement your income. It's a great way to save for retirement. It's a great way to invest long-term. Yes, there's times when you need to reduce risk. You know, right now we're telling our clients that, you know, take a more balanced approach in your portfolio. You know, don't get too aggressive because, you know, the markets are pricing in perfection right now. And as we talked about, you know, many times, things could, you know, derail this. So stay, you know, balanced. Don't stick your neck out too far. Don't be too risky. But at the same time, don't go all out of cash because, you know, the long-term average return is 9.3% in the market.
Ooh, 9.3%. That's a pretty big number, Gene, so that makes sense if you're talking about why position yourself a certain way in the market and to take that balanced approach makes complete sense to me. So we're talking with Gene Goldman, Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research at Cetera Investment Management. All right, I got to ask you this one. What keeps you up at night?
Keeps me up at night. Obviously, the trade war. Obviously, you know, tensions in Iran versus the United States, obviously Saudi Arabia. There's so many different concerns that keep us up at night. I think the biggest concern I have right now is Europe. Europe, you know, you have growing populism. You have increasing debt to GDP levels. And this is causing pressure on the European economy. And the European economy, you know, it could hurt our economy too. Case in point, you look at, you know, German business confidence fell to its lowest levels since November 2014, as I mentioned before. GDP is lower. Industrial production is really weakening in Germany. You know, Europe is having a tough time right now. And they've been trying to cut rates and trying to get out of this. You know, case in point, you look at German yields. Get this. Okay. Here in the United States, a 10-year treasury trades about 2%. So that means I will borrow money from you and give you 2% in 10 years. In Germany, though, the same 10-year bond, it's yielding negative 0.33. That means if I was going to borrow money from you in Germany for 10 years, you're going to have to give me money to borrow from you. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, and that's scary. So that's, I can see why you would say that keeps you up at night, and that's something to certainly look at. You know, I thought you were going to say, like, your favorite sports team wasn't doing so well.
As an original Bostonian, you know, we've had some great times lately. So, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, yeah, too bad about the Bruins, but everything else was smooth sailing for you. And, of course, now we go into training camps with the Patriots. And always, if you look at any board anywhere, they're always picked to win the Super Bowl or get close to it. And this isn't going to be any different for them, I think. Gene Goldman, it was fun having you on. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we'll tell everyone they can go to Cetera.com for more information. And that's with a C, C-E-T-E-R-A. Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.